Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sulanga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rambanandri. So we thank all the respectable ladies and gentlemen assembled here who have kindly come to this Hare Krishna festival. The subject of tonight's talk is the best religion. Various people try to convince us about what is the best religion. Srimad Bhagavatam states, Savai Pungsang Paro Dharamo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje Ahaitukya Pratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. The best Dharma, the word is given here, Dharma, is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, there is the English word religion, and there is the Sanskrit word Dharma. The two words do not have the exact same meaning. The English word religion is translated as dharma. But religion means a kind of faith. And thus there is Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, and Sikh religion, Jain religion, Parsi religion, Buddha religion, Shinto religion, animism, paganism. There are so many different religions. The word dharma does not mean a kind of faith. It means that which is the intrinsic characteristic. Just like, for instance, the intrinsic characteristic of sugar is that it is sweet. Something might look like sugar, but if it's not sweet, it's not sugar. Sometimes when cooking, we might get mixed up between sugar and salt because they look similar. But we can know by the taste. The taste is very different. So if we find something which looks like sugar but doesn't taste sweet, we can know for sure that it is not sugar.
Mm.
So the dharma of the jiva, what is that? We're all jivas, we're all living beings. Not only humans, but birds and cows and trees, all living beings, means there is the presence of the jiva in everyone. So the characteristic of the jiva is that he's living, he's conscious. Religion means to know God. And the intrinsic characteristic of the conscious living being is to serve God. If we do not have the consciousness of serving God, then we like to serve our family, our nation, and so on. But we have to serve. No one can not serve. Everyone is serving someone else. Even the big boss of a company, he's serving his family members. Even the president or the prime minister of the country, they are serving the country, the people of the country. So Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us that the best dharma is that which is directed toward the best object of service. There is a story that this is from old India, that one young man was in a village in those days. There's no TV, no radio, no internet. So he didn't know anything beyond his village. So he thought that anyway, I have to serve someone, so I'll serve the chief person who is the headman of the village. So he was serving the headman of the village, but after some time, he saw that someone came from outside who the headman of the village paid great respect to. This was the tax collector sent by the king. So the young man thought that, well, why should I serve the headman of the village? If the tax collector is bigger than him, I'll serve the tax collector instead. So he traveled with the tax collector's party from village to village, and he saw that everywhere they gave respect to the tax collector, and he served the tax collector. So after some time, the tax collector with a party of soldiers to protect all the income, they went back to the capital city where the king lived. And the young man, he saw that the tax collector paid respect to the king. So then he thought, oh, the king must be bigger than the tax collector. So then he applied for and was accepted as a servant of the king. So he's a very good servant, very sincere. He simply wanted to serve the best person. So he was serving the king very happily. One day the king took that young man with him on an expedition to the forest. And in the forest, they came to a small ashram. And there was an elderly man just with living very, very simply. And the king bowed down to him. And the young man was surprised. He said, well, why are you bowing down to this simple old man when you are the king with so much riches and power? And the king said, he is my guru, so I have to bow down to him. And then the young man asked, well, what is a guru? And the king said that a guru is someone who gives you the highest knowledge. That highest knowledge is more valuable than all my kingdom and wealth. So the young man said, then I should serve the guru. He's the highest. And the guru said, well, you can serve me, but actually I'm not the highest. Then who is the highest? That, the guru said, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the young man asked, where is he? I can go and serve him. The guru said, he is everywhere, but we cannot serve him through our materially contaminated senses. We have to learn how to recognize who is supreme. And how to serve him. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead has many names. One of them is Adhokshaja. That means that we cannot see him with our ordinary eyes. The atheists will say that if we cannot see with our eyes, then he does not exist. Actually, we can see, but we have to be trained how to see. Just like if we ask the scientist that, can you show me protons and electrons? Electron. He will say, you cannot, he will say, you cannot see with your eyes. But if you take scientific training, you can understand how to see. So that which is very subtle, we require training to see. So we can see God, but we have to take training how to see. And why should we want to see God? Because He is the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of everything. We are subservient. The atheists will say there is no need to believe in God. You just live your life, and when you die, everything is finished. But we are controlled. We may like to live our life happily. Everyone wants to live their life happily. But anything can happen at any time, either good or bad. It may be that suddenly someone without any prior intimation gets a lot of money. Or it may happen that without any prior intimation, one's beloved child dies in a road accident. We are not in control. Our life is controlled. The controller is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to understand what is the best religion, we have to understand what is the nature of God. And what is our relationship with Him? Generally, people think that the best religion is the religion by which I can get blessings to live happily in this world. We think that if we get the blessings of God, we'll become rich and happy. This is a mistake. Because however rich we are, we have to die. We have to get born again. And even the rich people, they're not necessarily happy. So this fact that we have to be born again, the atheists will not believe it. But it is a fact that we are born again and again, and we die again and again. And every life we struggle and we suffer. The atheists, they say, we will only accept scientific evidence. But actually there is plenty of scientific evidence that reincarnation is a fact. So why are we born again and again? Why do we suffer again and again? Because we have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So people think that the best religion is that which will give us the best result. So what is the best result? For that we have to understand spiritual knowledge. It is a fact that we are born again and again, and we suffer again and again. So the best religion is that which will deliver us from birth and death. Any religious process that does not understand or accept that there is repeated birth and death is operating on the platform of ignorance of reality. And such religions or belief systems, they don't make any sense. I was born into a Christian family. In my childhood, I was told that unless you follow this Catholic religion, you will burn in hell forever. But I also had friends from the Protestant branch of Christianity, and in their schools they taught that if you're not a Protestant, then you burn in hell forever. And similarly, the Sunni Muslims say that if you're a Shia Muslim, you burn in hell forever. And the Shias say that the Sunnis will burn in hell forever. But even as a child, I thought that if God is actually good, then why does He burn anyone in hell forever? It doesn't make any sense. Then, when I heard about the teachings of reincarnation, then I could understand this is correct. That God gives us many chances in many lifetimes to come to the platform of perfection. It also explains why some people are born in a rich family, why some people are born in a poor family. Why some people are born very intelligent and some people are born dull-brained. It's all because of our actions in previous lives. So the first symptom of the best religion is that it gives us clear knowledge. Unless there is clear knowledge, it is simply some kind of faith. And people invent so many kinds of faiths, and different faiths clash with each other, then they fight with each other. So the best religion gives us, first of all, clear knowledge of who we are. And clear knowledge of who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many people say God, but they have no clear idea who is God. The Vishnu Purana defines the term Bhagavan. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashashastriyaha jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannang bhaga itingena. in that person in whom there is all opulence, that person is God. Yes. God means He owns everything. Everything is the property of God. God is all powerful. He's all famous. All beautiful. That means He's a person. There's another idea that God is not a person. That is wrong. All powerful, all beautiful, all famous must be a person, not imperson. So God knows everything. And at the same time, God is not attached to anything. He has full vairagya, renunciation. Now, if we examine who is that person who has all these qualities in full, that person is Krishna. And that is accepted by all the Shastras in the mode of goodness. Sometimes people say Shiva is supreme. That is true in one respect. Within this world, He is supreme. His wife is the overseer of the material energy. But we see that He is always engaged in meditation. From Shastra we understand He is meditating on Sankarshan, Vishnu, Krishna. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the main characteristic of Krishna is that He is full of love. The best religion is that which teaches us how to love God. There are many demigods worshipped in what is called Hindu religion. Some of them are very powerful and very terrible. Some of them are worshipped for knowledge, some of them are worshipped for money. Krishna, we can see, is very beautiful. He's playing his flute and dancing with Radharani. This is on the fully spiritual platform, far beyond material lust. In the cinema and on TV, you can see so many love stories of the relationship between young men and young women. But that is all based on mundane lust. The relationship between Radha and Krishna is on the platform of pure, spotless love. And Krishna extends that love to us. He comes into this world and teaches us Bhagavad Gita. He teaches us that we are suffering in this world due to forgetfulness of Him. He teaches us to revive that love for Him which is dormant within our heart. Everyone wants to be happy. It's obvious, isn't it? But we don't know how to be happy. The highest happiness is in love. But the love in this material world always results in disappointment. Love of Krishna is called Krishna Bhakti. And that will fully satisfy the soul. But to fully satisfy the soul, we have to fully give our soul to Krishna. Generally, people worship God with the idea of getting something back. We go to the temple, we do some puja, and we pray, give me this, give me that. We have so many desires. So that is not love, that is a kind of business. I offer you one coconut, you give me 1 lakh of rupees. So that is not love. Love means when we want to fully give ourselves. The Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is that person to whom, if we give ourselves, He fully reciprocates in full love. And He delivers us from this horrible repetition of birth and death, suffering in this material world. Now, God means the Supreme Pure. So the best religion teaches us to become pure. Without being pure, we cannot begin to approach God. Purity means purity of heart. That means to be free from lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, pride, and so on. And purity means purity in our life also. That means that if we are eating meat and drinking alcohol and smoking, these are all impure activities. So, to become fully pure is required to approach the Supreme Pure, who is God. So that religion is a kind of cheating religion which tells us you can love God and kill animals and eat animals also. The best religion has to be the purest religion. Now, of course, to reach to the platform of complete purity, that is a very high platform for us who are in this world struggling day to day. Just like in that story I just told, the guru was living in the forest. Away from society. How can we live in society and be pure? It doesn't seem very practical. Especially in the modern age. We are in the Kali Yuga. It is an age of deep ignorance and impurity. Fortunately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this age. In the temple here, there is a very nice temple you will see. Here in Belur, there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deity on the outside of the temple. Which temple is that? The Vishnu temple. Ashtabhuja. Venugopal. In the Venugopal temple, you'll see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over this land 500 years ago. So it seems he must have come here also. So you are very fortunate to live in a place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has blessed by his presence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Krishna who came 5,000 years ago and taught us Bhagavad Gita. Understanding the very difficult position of people in Kali Yuga, he has given us a very easy way to purify our hearts. A very easy way to purify our hearts and help us to develop our natural love for Krishna. It's extraordinarily simple. All we have to do is open our mouth and chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Very, very easy. You don't have to be a great yogi or a Brahmin or even a Hindu. Anyone can do it. Even a child can do it. And by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by chanting this Maha Mantra, everyone can develop the highest love for God. So another way this is the best religion is that it's a very easy process. Everyone can do it. Even living in family life, everyone can chant Hare Krishna and get the highest goal of life, which is to develop pure love for Krishna within our hearts. So we invite everyone, we request everyone, take to this chanting of Hare Krishna. You can do so every day in your home. You chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This, in brief, is the best religion. Hare Krishna. Does anyone have any question, please? Oh. Just he can speak and then you can repeat it. Okay, let me ask you a question. Why do you chant Om Namo Shivaya? Okay, why do you have devotion for Lord Shiva? That's good. There are so many different gods who are worshipped by Hindus. What is the best kind of worship? This question was asked by Parvati Devi to her husband. And who is her husband? Shiva. Yeah. So he gave the reply, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Of all the types of Aradhana, Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnur Aradhanam Param. It's very simple. You hardly need to translate it. Then he said, Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. He addresses his wife as Devi. He says that, but even better is to worship the devotee of Vishnu. Means the Vaishnava. Now in Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu. The greatest Vaishnava is Shambhu. And Shambhu is another name for? Shiva. Yeah. If we worship Shiva, understanding him to be the supreme Vaishnava, that is very good. But the Vaishnavas will always say, you worship Vishnu. Just like you see here, my disciples are giving me a lot of respect. But I don't tell them you should worship me as supreme. I tell them you have to worship Krishna as supreme. So if we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then all other kinds of worship are included. In this regard, there is a very good book which is written by Gokul Chandra Das, who is standing here. Yeah, that is called Who is Supreme? And gives all evidence from Shastra as to why we should worship Krishna as Supreme. While giving all respect to Shiva, Parvati, Kartikeya, Ganesh, Indra, Chandra, Vayu, and so on. Young Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunvanti, Divyai, Stavai, all the great gods, they all glorify Krishna. So they will be most pleased if we worship Krishna, because that's what they do also. Anyone? Any from the ladies? Yeah, there's a question. Ah, he has a question? No. All right, well, I have a question for all of you. How many of you would like to find out more and start to take up Krishna consciousness in your life? You don't have to do everything all at once. You can take it step by step. So, how many of you are interested to learn more about this? You may kindly raise your hand. Yeah. All right. More ladies than men. Usually the ladies are more religious. None of our devotees from Salem, not putting up your hands. You don't want to learn more? Yeah. And ask them how many know about our that we're building a temple there in Salem. Many of them know, huh? Oh, that's nice. So please, when you visit Salem City, you can come. come and visit. Yeah, okay. So you want to announce the books? And yeah, you can take this off.